Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. Issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. For the next few minutes, Moira Gall is our guest, Director of Women's Reproductive Health for the Family Research Council based in Washington, D.C. We're going to talk a little bit about crisis pregnancy centers. They're all over the country, in the thousands. You don't read about them. You don't hear about them in the news very often. You do hear about abortion clinics, which are, I think, outnumbered, if I'm not mistaken, by crisis pregnancy centers. It's live Wednesday, September the 30th. You can join us, 1-877-623-MYIE, talk back at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Moira Gall is Director of Women's Reproductive Health for the Family Research Council based in Washington, D.C. Moira, welcome.
Hi, Todd. It's good to be with you.
What is a crisis pregnancy center?
Actually, the report deals with pregnancy resource centers. Crisis pregnancy centers is a term that was used more in the past, and the faith-based, community-based pregnancy resource centers that they're now referred to are groups which offer maternal health and women's health outreach, pregnancy-related resources, They offer a whole person approach for both medical, spiritual, oftentimes practical, and emotional needs for women facing unplanned pregnancies.
So what's the difference? Is it just a change in nomenclature?
Yes, it is, because the pregnancy resource center term through market research has been determined to be what women of reproductive age favor.
How many are there, and what's their role been in the last 40 years in the pro-life movement?
Well, the report, A Passion to Serve, A Vision for Life, Pregnancy Resource Center Service Report 2009, actually studies 2,300 PRCs, that we call them for short, which are affiliated with the three major national networks, CareNet, Heartbeat International, and the National Institute of Family and Life Advocates. While there may be more in the U.S., this report specifically studied those affiliated with these three national networks, and that which regularly collect data, and that we were able to then look over and glean information from concerning their services in order to produce a combined services report.
What do they do?
Well, they do a lot. They offer a vast array of education, medical, and outreach services, which really combine powerfully to enhance women's and children's health, as well as reproductive and adolescent health. Just to kind of spell that out a little bit more, we talk about different outreach services they provide in the report, counseling on pregnancy options, education materials on fetal development, community referrals. It's a huge part of what PRCs provide, and getting women plugged into needed support in the community on a varying number of levels. And then lastly, something that we really talk about are the offering of medical services offered at centers, and that might be limited ultrasound, medical exams. Some are offering STI, STD testing, treatment, and a referral, and a whole host of other services.
How important are they in the pro-life movement in general?
Well, we believe that they have a tremendous and invaluable worth. They are obviously all life-affirming Christian ministries, which do not refer, obviously, or provide for abortion. So they are functioning to inform women about the truth, about the life inside of them, and empowering them with that information so that they can make an informed decision. So they play a huge role in just providing life-affirming messages also.
I take it the vast majority of them operate on a nonprofit basis. Is that true?
That's correct. And that's something that we looked at in the report, certainly that, and this was not my exact section, but that 90% of them that were studied in the report, 80% received no federal funding. And, of course, that they are oftentimes supported at the community level. It's a very much a grassroots movement where they are supported by church and local funding.
Why don't we hear more about them?
That's a great question. It's a very much the Pregnancy Resource Center movement is very much an untold story, and they've been quietly going about this amazing campaign for just about 40 years now. Part of the purpose of this report is to try and quantify some of their tremendous achievements and to make those available to folks to let them know about their role. I mean, really serving an incredible public health role as well for maternal and child health. And I would just say that part of the reason why they're unknown is that they have certainly been going quietly about their business for so many years now, very humbly.
Even if there were no epidemic of abortion in the United States, would we still need pregnancy resource centers?
Well, the current statistic still is that 1 in 3 women will have an abortion before the age of 45. Providing abortion alternatives and abortion recovery outreach, which pregnancy centers do, is providing for an unmet need for women. So certainly there's a huge need for abortion alternatives in this country.
Talk to a young woman listening to us. She just found out that she is pregnant, and she doesn't know what to do. Tell her what she will find if she walks through the doors of one of these pregnancy resource centers, what kind of help she can expect.
She will find compassionate care offered unconditionally, non-judgmental care. She will receive confidential care, and all to the highest with integrity and to a very high level and standard. She will receive what we've quoted as love in action through the faith-based ministry. She will receive accurate information in terms of if she is having a pregnancy test, she would receive that. She would receive accurate information following that after the result of that pregnancy test. She would receive linkages to care. Perhaps if she is at risk for an STD, she would receive, for example, a referral for testing, either at a local health department or through a physician's office. Key linkages to care, key linkages to community resources that might be needed if she, in fact, is pregnant, to maybe WIC, for lactation consultation, for prenatal care. All of these things in order to help her have a safe and healthy pregnancy if, in fact, she is pregnant.
Contrast with just a few minutes left here, contrast the two things, these two things that seem to at least figuratively stand at opposite ends of Main Street America. One is the abortion clinic, where a young woman won't necessarily get an ultrasound or information or any of those kind of things, and the Pregnancy Resource Center.
Well, I think first and foremost, through the PRC, she's going to receive a whole person approach. Again, emotional, medical, spiritual support, not just a physical, where she might receive at the abortion clinic, a physical approach. She is going to receive accurate information about the risks of abortion, which can include both the psychological and the physical risks including the high incidence of preterm birth following, information about the risk association of preterm birth and subsequent subsequent preterm birth. And she's going to receive accurate information about the mental health impacts of abortion as well. The likelihood of her receiving that at an abortion clinic is very low indeed. So she's going to find that she'll receive accurate information and support, caring support, during her time of care at the pregnancy center and throughout pregnancy and even post-delivery through outreach programs such as parenting classes. The abortion clinic is not going to offer those types of services to her. And the other thing is, with the about 700 of the 2,300 pregnancy resource centers studying this report do offer limited medical services, and she will receive a high level of care from qualified physicians and nurses trained in ultrasound at the pregnancy resource center.
Moira Gall is Director of Women's Reproductive Health for the Family Research Council based in Washington, D.C. We'll post a link to a new report on pregnancy resource centers under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Moira, thanks for being our guest.
Thanks so much.
When we come back from this break, spend some time with Terry Mattingly talking about several issues. We'll start out with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America's recent decision to approve of same-sex marriage. A string they did not tie up is monogamy, because gay activists don't necessarily think monogamy when they think marriage, and they don't necessarily think of chastity before marriage when they think of marriage. So it sounds like a detail, something the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America will have to deal with sooner or later. We'll be right back. Terry Mattingly will be our guest after this.
You can call it what you like. I call it love.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Every Tuesday, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen, and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. issuesetc.org. Click on demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen. Issues, etc. online at issuesetc.org.
The leadership of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is proposing sweeping changes in structure and governance. These changes would further centralize power in the church's bureaucracy and decrease the voice of LCMS congregations and laity. Stay informed. Read the new broadcast transcripts on this subject. You'll find them at the top of the on-demand page at issuesetc.org. These transcripts are a must-read for every layperson and pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. issuesetc.org. Click on demand.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Wishing for abortion?
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
For many years now, a handful of pro-abortion Republicans have tried and failed to remove the pro-life language from the party's platform. Feeling scorned, some abortion advocates are attempting to sidestep the party majority in a newly formed partnership with The Wish List, a so-called Republican organization that supports pro-choice candidates. While this group claims to battle for personal freedoms, freedom for whom is a question that comes to mind, most know that this is feminist speak for getting rid of the GOP pro-life plank and electing abortion-friendly candidates to office.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, inviting you to join us in our battle for life. For more, go online to sba-list.org.